This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show as the red tide moves from east to west. The polls continue to close, obviously because of time zones and things like that, which aren't time zones kind of stupid. You know what? I'm not going into that right now. Anyway, the red tide has begun in the east. It appears to have originated in Florida, and it is moving west at a rapid pace. Let me give you a couple updates on the who's who and what's what. None of these things are super surprising, but obviously they've already called the race for Heavy D in Florida. He was going up against the walking piece of beef jerky known as Charlie Crist. This is probably the last we'll ever see of Charlie Crist. Kay Ivey, the useless Republican governor of Alabama who locked down her state like a tyrant, she's going to win as well. James Lankford, the low-T GOPer from Oklahoma, he's going to win as well. Britt's going to win in Alabama. Rubio already clinched in Florida. I will give you these updates as we go along. Anna Paulina Luna in Florida, House 13. That's a pickup for us. She just won. I will just say, because we're going to have to put together the Jesse Kelly Show Hottest Women of Congress list in probably the summer of 2023, you're probably going to hear the name Anna Paulina Luna again at some point in time on the show. And actually, I was talking to Clay and Buck about this. In all seriousness, we like to joke around and have fun with that kind of stuff just because it's stupid and fun and politics doesn't have to be heavy all the time. Why do we have so many dimes running for office this year in the GOP? Whose saying is it? I don't remember the saying. Well, I would ask Chris, but he's dumb. He'll never remember. Someone came up with the saying that politics is Hollywood for ugly people. I don't know who said that. And traditionally, that's always been the case, right? It's Hollywood for ugly people. It started to just look like Hollywood this year. When did that happen? All of a sudden, all the dimes are running for office? That's just weird. Let's get to some emails. Remember, you can email me during the show if you want. That's fine. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Jesse@JesseKellyShow.com. Oh, we just picked up another seat in Florida taken from the Democrats. This is turning into, well, exactly what I told you it was turning into. All right. Hi, towering, almost as evolved as me, Oracle. Oh, he also called me balding. That's, you know what? That's not nice. All right. The hair's thinning. It's going back. I don't know if I want to call it more balding as getting more aerodynamic. Let's keep it that way. Jesse, who would you like to see as Senate Majority Leader come January? Since Mitch abandoned so many further right candidates who could be elected tomorrow and thus has no money allegiance to him, are there enough senators to replace him? All right, well, let's talk about something, because tomorrow, when we're all done celebrating, we're going to have to get busy whipping these Republicans into action, prompting the action from them. We're going to have to be honest with each other about what we can and can't do, because we still do, sadly, have a crop of losers there. But let me say something very good first. The loser crop, remember, I've explained this before. You have to remember, in the House and the Senate, it's all about the size of your caucus. It's a caucus measuring contest. The House Freedom Caucus It used to be small. Those would be like people you would agree with, hard writers like you, like me. Those are people you would agree with. It used to be a teeny tiny, tiny little caucus. It's since gotten bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. And now, if you're a Republican in the House of Representatives, if you're one of the Republicans in leadership, you have to deal with that caucus. And it's a big caucus. You have to answer to them. You may not work for them, but you also can't thumb your nose at them. No, forget you idiot far righters. No, 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 no. They have a big enough caucus to torpedo anything you want to do. Their caucus is the size of a torpedo. That is good. Same thing is happening in the Senate. The caucus of the guys who are decent, there's fewer senators, but senators in general are bigger weenies anyway. But the people who agree with you, they're growing. It does take time, though. The politicians we elect and the GOP, they will always be behind you, sadly, instead of leading. They're a bunch of losers, but they will always be behind you. You, normal person, you pay attention. You know what has to be done and has to be done now. We have to be bold and we have to do this and we have to do that. And you're right, by the way. I need to point this out. You're correct and they're wrong. But it takes time to clean out all the gunk because a lot of that gunk has been there for a long time. Think of it like a frying pan where you have just made the greatest cheeseburgers on the face of the planet. The world famous Jesse Kelly Show cheeseburgers. Now, I love me some Jesse Kelly Show cheeseburgers. You do too. And they're not Jesse Kelly Show cheeseburgers. Anyway, I love my burgers. You love my burgers because you're an American with taste buds. That's good. Yes, good. We love my burgers. Good. You know, it's not that fun, though. Cleaning the pan afterwards. You see, you've been frying burgers, and because you follow simple instructions, you fry them one at a time, and slowly but surely the pan is filling up with grease. It's getting all this black char on there. You're going to inevitably lose burger chunks, cheese chunks, and now all this stuff is frying together, and now it's going to come time to clean the pan. It's easy to get the big chunkies, right? It's easy to get the big chunkies. But there are other things in the pan now that are simply going to take longer to clean out. You're not just going to spray it off real quick, run a rag on it, and have a clean Jesse Kelly burger pan. Think of the old, boring, lame, weak, low-T GOP leadership. Think of them as the hard crusties in the pan. It just takes longer. You want it cleaned right away, right now. You want these low-T GOPers out. Get them out of here. Replace them with good guys. I want that. And we're not wrong for wanting that. The pan's got to soak for a while first. Put some soapy dishwater in there. And just let it go. It's going to take longer than you want it to take. That's a long way of saying this. There is already an appetite to get rid of Mitch McConnell in the Senate. And I do want to remind you that Blake Masters, he might lose Arizona tonight. And Blake Masters is the future. He is what we need. And he might lose Arizona tonight because after he won his Republican primary, Mitch McConnell yanked millions of dollars out of Arizona while half of the state was voting early. When people were voting early, Mitch McConnell yanked the money out. If we lose tonight, if Blake Masters loses in Arizona, running for Senate out there, you can blame Mitch McConnell because it is his fault. I just saw Josh Hawley come out and publicly say, we need a new leader in the Senate. Now, it is one thing for senators to have that feeling and have that desire. I've already known some of them, a few of the good ones. They want Mitch gone. It is quite another to say it publicly, right? I mean, that's a lesson for all of us. I can insult all kinds of people privately. I can argue with people privately.
Have an argument with your friends, your cousin, your spouse, your parents, your sister. You can argue all this stuff privately. It can be a mean argument. You can get down to calling each other names privately. When you make the horrific decision of throwing your argument on Facebook, now you've created a situation you can't return from. Josh Hawley coming out publicly the night of the election saying we need new leadership shows there is an appetite to get rid of McConnell. Will there be a big enough caucus to swing and get rid of Mitch after this midterm? I doubt it, but there might be. I doubt it, but there might be. All right? All right, we're going to keep going. I have more results that are coming in. We'll get to those in just a second. First, I want to do something. I want to stock you up for Christmas. I don't know what to buy. I don't know what to buy. I don't know what to buy. You know something every single person loves? Every single person on the planet. It's universal. How many gifts can be universal? Every single person loves to sleep. Everyone. Have you ever heard one person ever say, man, I feel great. I had a terrible night's sleep. It was awesome. I hope I have another bad night tonight. You've never heard anyone say that. Buy somebody a set of Giza Dream Sheets from MyPillow. They're the greatest sheets ever. They're the greatest sheets ever. Believe me on this. And right now, they're the lowest price ever. The economy sucks. And you can get a set of the greatest sheets ever for as low as $29.99. I'm not even making that up. Giza Dream Sheets now, while they're practically giving them away. You have to go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener specials and use the promo code Jesse. If you're buying them for yourself, you know, I guess you could do this for someone else too, but if you're buying them for yourself, get two sets. While they're the lowest price ever, you want two sets basically, so as soon as you take a set off and throw it in the wash, you just throw your other set on and then you're constantly rotating them. MyPillow.com, radio listener specials, promo code Jesse. Or you can call
800-845-0544. Jesse Kelly. Back soon.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on an election night and a good night. Put a smile on your face. Life is good. Now, I talked about this last night. I talked about how in the wake of the vicious beating the communists are about to take tonight, that they're not going to be able to assess. They're not going to be able to self-assess, not in any kind of an accurate way, because we're not dealing with sane people. We're really not. We're not dealing with sane people. And I need to explain this again really quickly in case you missed it from last night. The mainstream Democrat positions have moved to a level of insanity that a lot of people never saw coming. I certainly did not. I mean, we're honestly telling boys they can cut their penises off and become women. That's something. I mean, if you teleported that idea to any other place in history, you'd probably be killed for even suggesting it, or in the very least, you'd be institutionalized. That is the stated position of the Democratic Party. What's happened is they've spent so much time in this evil echo chamber, only talking to each other, only watching each other on the news, only talking to each other at work, only talking to each other at college, just each other. And because they own every single part of our cultural, all of our cultural institutions, it's driven them to a point of insanity that we are not dealing with people like you. If you woke up, let's say the roles were reversed. Let's say we had a really unpopular Republican president who couldn't complete sentences. And let's say you woke up tomorrow morning and your team just lost 40 plus seats in the House, which again, that's what I say is about to happen. You would hurt. You would be angry. You would be sad. You would be all these things, no question about it. But you, if you were in charge of the party, you would ask yourself the question people ask themselves when they fail at something. What did I do wrong? You failed at things in your life. I failed at, well, virtually everything I've ever tried. I've failed at all of it. And Even the times where I want to blame others, or maybe I shortly blame others in the wake of it, because no one likes to take responsibility. In the end, you sit down and say, okay, what did I do wrong? You remember, after high school, not that I was a great student anyway, I went to college at Montana State University for 1 year. My first semester at college, I got a 0.0 grade point average in that semester. Yes, it was a lot of fun. Not the most responsible or best thing in the world. I was an idiot. And after that year of all that wasted money, all that wasted time, I sat down and assessed myself, and I didn't like what I saw, and I decided, okay, this man that I am ain't going to work. There have to be, obviously, significant improvements for me. I self-assessed. Now, what did I do about that? Well, something also insane. Without telling anybody, I went down and walked in the Marine Corps recruiting office and signed up to be in the infantry. But I self-assessed. You've done this in your life. Maybe you had a relationship go bad, a business go bad. Maybe you got too fat at some point in time. Maybe you started drinking too much. But you self-assessed, because that's how your mind works. I see a problem. Why is there a problem? Let's address the problem. You're not dealing with people who are even capable of doing that. In case you're wondering what I'm talking about, I want you to listen to this. Chris, play that audio cut I just sent you. Do you think this human being is going to wake up tomorrow morning after the beating and self-assess in an accurate way? Go, Chris.
Is that the numbers in these exits do not line up with what we were seeing in the polling data going into this election about what people cared about and the order in which they ranked it. So we have had a lot of questions throughout this time about new voters, people that hadn't been in there before that were perhaps not getting captured by the polling. So maybe this is a sign that we're going to see a little bit more of that tonight than we expected. We obviously don't know yet.
And you know what's missing from this 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 top five issues? Democracy.
Oh, yeah.
It's not even in here. It's not to say that it's not an issue for people, but it doesn't
not
even
the
come
issue.
Close.
Well, not the I issue.
They based an entire midterm election campaign on something nobody cares about. Outside of the 20-30% Democrat base, okay, let's be honest, 40% of the Democrat base that actually believe all the lies they see, the vast majority of Americans, Republicans and independents, they don't even understand, frankly, what they mean. They never even clearly defined what they mean. Democracy's on the ballot. Democracy. That's a threat to democracy. Okay, well, what are you talking about? How's it a threat to democracy? A threat to democracy. Election denier. They based the campaign of the entire House of Representatives and the entire United States Senate on something nobody can define, something that wasn't even a political issue prior to about 30 minutes ago. These human beings are too deep in their bubble. They are too deep in their bubble to wake up tomorrow and accurately self-assess. They simply don't. There's no mechanism for them to do it. And maybe you're sitting there thinking, yes, Jesse, they're going to hurt so bad they'll do it. Man. They think women can become men through surgery. You're not dealing with Democrats. You're dealing with an insane level of evil. Evil never assesses itself and decides it's too evil. It only goes one direction. Not to mention, even moderately vulnerable Democrats are getting their doors blown out tonight. Who do you think's going to be left? Only the radicals. You're dumping all the moderates? And now it's the real hardcores that are left. All right. That's why we need a high TGOP. The fight just continues again tomorrow as we begin to demand results. Like vaccine mandates. Someone wants to ask me about vaccine mandates for the military. I'll talk about that in a second. We need a GOP that's on a chalk male vitality stack. And setting the GOP aside, fellas, in all seriousness, testosterone levels are half of what they were 50 years ago. Isn't that a jaw-dropping stat? Half. We're not talking about elections. We're talking about societal collapse if that trend continues. We have to fix it, guys. We have to. There's a natural herbal supplement stack at Chalk that can fix it. Go get it. A male vitality stack. Ladies, same for you. A female vitality stack. I have 60-year-olds who write into my show and tell me they don't remember the last time they had this much energy and felt this good. And they're 35% off right now. Go to choq.com, promo code Jesse. That's how you get 35% off the subscription. Go get a subscription. Choq.com, promo code Jesse. Go now.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Music in the whole damn street, Josh is playing all night.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, right. And the good news is just pouring in on us tonight on an election night. Remember, you can email the show whatever you want, your love, your hate, your death threats, your Ask Dr. Jesse questions for Friday. All are welcome to Jesse at JesseKellyShow.com. Heads up, these are the polls closing at the top of the hour. If you're in any one of these states and still haven't voted, get your butt to the polls fast. If you're still in line, stay in line. Don't leave. Don't think they're going to kick me out. If you're in Louisiana, New Mexico, Nebraska, Iowa, Wisconsin, Colorado, Wyoming, Minnesota, New York, and about half of Arizona, stay in line. Why? Sarah Huckabee Sanders, she's now the new governor of Arkansas. We have Mike Collins defeating Tabitha Johnson Green in Georgia's 10th congressional district. What else? They're sending me this as it goes. Republican Andy Barr defeats Jeff Young in Kentucky's 6th district. I don't know what races Democrats have won. I'm kidding. They're obviously going to win races tonight. But this is the night. Smile. Put a smile on your face. And man, oh man. What is happening in Florida is, I've never seen anything like this. Let me try to, the numbers keep coming in and they're so staggering, I don't know what's going on. Ron DeSantis, he won his last race to be governor by 30,000 votes. There are still red areas to count in Florida. So I can't stress this enough. As bad as it looks, as bad as the red wave in Florida looks, it's going to be worse than it is right now. 30,000. That's how many votes he won by last time. He's up by over a million as we currently speak. Over a million. He has turned that state, and I want to give credit, him and his legislature. He has a great legislature too. He has turned that state so blood red, it's unbelievable. Oh, and did I mention Chris Sununu? In case you don't know who that is, he's a Republican. He just won re-election as governor of New Hampshire. That's a good thing. We have some numbers starting to roll in from the panhandle that show Florida's actually getting worse for Democrats as we go along. Okay, All right. Now, let's play something else. I played it earlier in the show. I want you to hear it, and I want you to hear it well, because we still have to keep Arizona in our prayers tonight. Chris, go ahead and play number three. Cut three from Carrie Lake, please.
Do you think what's happening here in Maricopa County is normal? We have had problems after problems. And there's a reason we decided to change locations. We were going to go to a pretty Republican area. But I woke up this morning, and within minutes of the polls opening up, I started getting people calling, voters in tears, calling my personal number, saying, what's going on? The tabulators aren't working. They told me to put my ballot into a box and they would drive it downtown to count it. This is not normal stuff. We don't have to have elections run this way.
I need to explain this again for those who are just tuning in. Maricopa County, they have had, in some places, it looks like 25% of the voting machines broken. 25%. Now, I went to community college, but that sounds almost like a quarter. Quit. Anyway, 25%. Maricopa County is one of the largest, wealthiest counties in the United States of America. If Maricopa County in Arizona cannot get elections in on time on election day, it's because they don't want to. There's not another reason. This was CNN's explanation of it, though. Don't worry, guys. Nothing to worry. Cut six. Go.
Now, according to county officials, the problem had to do with passwords being entered too many times. So it appears this is a technical glitch of sorts. Election officials say teams are taking those problem ballots to the county's election center, where they will be counted after the polls close at 7 o'clock tonight, local time. So they want to assure voters here no one is being disenfranchised. All those votes, all those ballots will be counted.
No one's being disenfranchised. Nope. You don't get to yell at people for questioning elections for 2 years and change nothing, making them think you're cheating in every election, and then tell people, oh, it's no big deal. Just give me your ballot. I promise I'll count it down at headquarters. Wink, wink. Nope. That's not how it works. You've already violated trust. Trust has already been violated. You have to earn the trust back. There are areas in the country that are going to be a problem. Pennsylvania is going to be a problem. I think we're going to have huge wins in Pennsylvania, but I think it's going to take a while before they officially certify it. They basically told us as much. All right, let's get to a couple emails. Good day, Sergeant Dr. Jesse Steele. Do you think the low-T GOP will put an end to the ridiculous COVID vaccine mandate in place for the armed forces? No. And I don't want to be a Debbie Downer. It's a great night, but I owe you honesty. No. And here's why I don't think so. When we think about COVID mandates and vaccines, think about lockdowns, those stupid masks, all the dumb things we did that didn't do anything except destroy the country and the economy and get people killed. When we think about all those things we did, because Democrats were worse in every way, and because you naturally dislike Democrats anyway, you blame Democrats. Republicans authored a lot of that. A lot of it. Well, Democrats made it worse. Yeah, but why is the supposed constitutional party, why are they the ones out there telling businesses to shut down? And don't say they didn't. Don't you dare say they didn't. They did it in my red state of Texas. Republican-run state. No, close your salon. They sent the cops in and arrested a lady for cutting hair in my red state. Republicans have the high ground on a lot of issues. There's no question. And tonight is a good thing. They have the high ground on taxes, on the border, on abortion, on all these issues. Republicans simply don't have very much high ground when it comes to COVID. I can find you endless videos of Republicans you probably even like bragging about being vaccinated and how you have to get vaccinated. What are they going to do? Turn around and remove the mandate now? Now, don't get me wrong. A bunch of Republicans we're electing tonight will be down for that. And maybe their caucus will be big enough. But a bunch of them? they were the ones selling it. Maybe they have some big pharma money coming in too. Ain't just Democrats. Remember that. Remember, tonight we celebrate. Tomorrow we spend our time whipping these Republicans into shape and making sure they know we demand action. We demand action. Now, to get to a little bit more action, I'm going to get to a couple more things. We still have results coming in. Widows and orphans suffer the most. They just do. Widows and orphans suffer. That's why we are commanded to take care of widows and orphans. But you know what else suffers, especially in the cesspool of D.C.? The truth. I worked in the nonprofit industry for a long time. Well, that's not true. I worked in the nonprofit industry for a year, but long enough to get to know the players and see the books and see what goes on. You can't imagine how despicable so many of these, quote, charities and nonprofits are. You give them $100, about $2 gets to where you want it to go. Everything else lines somebody's pockets. When I ask you to give $11 to Tunnel to Towers every month, I don't even want you to trust me on this. Don't trust me. Assume I'm lying. Go look them up. Go look up their charity rating. When I tell you Tunnel to Towers gives to widows and orphans, it's because Tunnel to Towers takes the money you give them and it goes to widows and orphans, Gold Star families, families that we sadly forget about. We all do. We move on with our lives. One sad story. Oh, that's too bad. And we forget about it the next day. These families live it the rest of their lives. $11 a month. Go to T2T.org and sign up to give $11 a month. T2T.org. Go now.
Jesse Kelly. You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is The Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of The Jesse Kelly Show. And it's not all great news out there. There are some Democrats winning seats. Let's not get too carried away. Now, these are not necessarily things I thought we were going to win. But we're losing seats, and we're not losing. Democrats are being reelected or elected in places like Rhode Island. They're being elected in places like Vermont. Don't worry about any of that, all right? Tonight's a night that's a good night. A good night. You know what else is good? I can't get over this. You know what else is good? Sonny Huston going on The View and admitting to a felony. Once more, Chris, play cut 14.
Who, by the way, wanted to make sure that his absentee ballot was that I did that. And I had trouble actually voting for him absentee ballot today. And that made me very concerned. It was the first time. I was told to put it in an orange bag on the floor. And the orange bag looked to me like a Target bag or something. And I said, isn't there a formal election box that says absentee ballots or something like that? And then she said, let me check. And then found it.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So that concerned me.
You voted for him? You're not allowed to do that? One more time. I need to do this one more time. I know we're all tracking, and I'm guilty too, right? What are we all tracking tonight? Governor's races. Who's winning the governor? Who's governor here? It's the governor there. Governor this. We're tracking Congress. Wow. This many House seats have flipped. We're tracking, of course, the Senate. Whoa, Senate here. What's going on in Georgia? There are candidates across the United States of America right now who jumped in for the right reasons, and they're running for the unsexy local races. And I want to tell you, you have my respect. It's not that running for Congress is easy or running for Senate is easy, but at least you do get some pub out of it. Man, at least you get to do something cool. When I was running for Congress, even though I lost twice, I got to fly back to D.C. a couple times. I'm walking in the Capitol building. When you're running for county commissioner, no one even knows who you are. You don't get invited on TV. But you are the one that's changing the country. Legal and local is how we will change America. I'm thrilled about Congress, too. I'm thrilled about the Senate. It's been a great night. It's going to keep being a great night. But if you ran for one of the less than sexy positions and you're sitting there right now as a candidate, watching every, you're refreshing the computers every 15 minutes as the results come in and new batches get counted, and you're wondering if all your hard work is going to pay off or if it even matters or if anyone cares. I care, man. I care. For whatever it's worth to you, I'm freaking proud of you. We will not take this country back from Washington, D.C. We will never take it back from the top down. We will take it from the bottom up. That school board race you're running in, no one cares about outside of your circle, that's how we save the nation. That race you're running in, it's actually more important than the newest congressman out of Arkansas. It is. I'm proud of you, and I love that you got in the game. And let me tell you, as someone who got in the game at the age of 27, I had never been involved in politics, and I was worried about what was happening to my country, and I just got in the game. Threw myself into a race twice that I lost, and then went and worked for a right-wing PAC that lost. It just didn't work out. It feels good when you get in the game. And that doesn't mean, by the way, that you have to run for office. It doesn't mean that at all. Excuse me. It means you can work for a candidate, work on a campaign. Donations help. Go down and phone bank for somebody if you don't have any money. We had all kinds of people do that for us. But it feels good. Because every day you wake up and you see the news, and this sucks, or that sucks, or this sucks, or that sucks. And it's a beating. Total grind. When you get out of the stands and get out on the field, it feels like you're doing something about it. And for all of you who've done it, or look, this includes supporting campaigns. All of you who've done it, all you who've supported campaigns with your time and or your money or worked on them and you're out there grinding, especially for the unsexy ones, I salute you. Be freaking proud of yourself. Be proud. It doesn't matter if you lose tonight. I want you to win, but you might lose. And I will tell you, it happened to me twice. When you work your tail off for something and you genuinely believe it all the way, and then you finally get word you lost, and you have to stand up on election night, I'll never forget it either time, and you have to suck it up, button up your suit jacket, and you have to walk out to all your volunteers, all the people who worked on your campaign, because they'll all be there cheering for you, and you have to go stand in front of them and tell them, guys, we lost. That hurts. But at least you got out of the stands and you got involved. Be freaking proud of yourself. It's not the person in the stands who matters. It's the players on the field. If you got out in the field in any way, I'm proud of you. Good for you. Also, if you lose tonight, take some advice from me. Look, you want to make it better? I can't tell you this will take away all the pain, but it will help. Here's what I want you to do. If you lost tonight or your favorite candidate lost, here's what I want you to do. I want you to go to the kitchen, and I want you to grab a frying pan, all right? Stay with me. Stay with me. This helps. I've done this before. And then I want you to go over to the fridge, grab some butter, some salted butter out of the fridge. Once you get that, grab your Biloxi shrimp. Grab your bag of Biloxi shrimp. Stay with me. Then I want you to go get the Biloxi herbs and spices, or herbs and spices, depending on where you grew up. It's this wonderful little Cajun blend. I want you to drop those delicious Mississippi Gulf shrimp, not commie Vietnam shrimp, Mississippi Gulf shrimp. I want you to drop them in that little pan, and I just want you to shake it around and saute it and watch all that butter and watch that shrimp get nice and soft and perfect, and make sure you're pouring pretty generously. Don't have to overdo it, but pretty generously, the Biloxi Shrimp Company herbs and spices all over it. And I want you to also do me a favor. I want you to make some high-end garlic bread. Go get the hamburger buns. Put some butter on there. Put some garlic powder on there. And then just broil them for a couple minutes. And if you're mad about tonight or your candidate lost, I want you to sit down with a plate full of Biloxi shrimp that has been sauteed in butter and some garlic bread so you can sop up the extra herbs and spices and butter on the plate. And I want you to sit there and just enjoy the fact that you're still supporting an American company while you eat the greatest daggone shrimp of your life. And I hope you don't pay full price for it either. Because if you go to BiloxiShrimpCo.com, and use the promo code Jesse, you get 10% off. BiloxiShrimpCo.com, promo code Jesse. Chris, I believe this deserves one more quick shout out. Carrie Lake, every Republican in America, if you get elected tonight, take notes. Chris, cut four, go.
I am going to not only be the governor of Arizona for 4 years, I'm going to do 2 terms. I'm going to be your worst freaking nightmare for 8 years. And we will reform the media as well. We're going to make you guys into journalists again. So get ready. It's going to be a fun 8 years. I can't wait.
Republicans, once you are elected, local, national, I don't care who you are, once you are elected, you treat the media like your enemy. You treat them as if they are your enemy. You treat them as if they are out to get you. You don't owe them an interview. You don't owe them politeness. They have torn this country to shreds on purpose. You be bold, all right? Be bold. We are giving you power tonight. Tomorrow, you wake up and do something with it. That's all.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.